Welcome to Love Well on Purpose, a 5-minute podcast giving you tips and encouragement to love the people around you with intentionality. I'm your host, Rachel Shelb. Have you been joining us for the Elf Delivery Project? So many of you have, and I'm so excited to see all of the fun deliveries taking place. It makes my heart thrill to see it. Keep using hashtag Elf Delivery Project and tagging me in pictures so I can see and share your ideas. We've talked the past 3 episodes about loving neighbors, senior adults, and friends with elf deliveries. This week, the elves are going to love on church leadership and volunteers. Let's get to it. The purpose of the Elf Delivery Project is to be others-focused during the holiday season. In a time of hustle and bustle and figuring out how the holidays will look, especially this year, delivering cookies and little gifts to unsuspecting people in our lives can help us pause and remember what's most important. We can focus on the fact that Jesus' love for us is what enables us to love others well on purpose. There's one group of people that are often others-focused and sacrifice regularly for the people around them. That is people on staff and vital volunteers at churches. Unless you're in a very, very teeny tiny church, church leadership consists of more than the senior pastor and his wife. Someone leads in music, teaches the kids in their small groups, and you likely have a small group leader as well. If you're in larger churches like I grew up in, there are even more people who contribute to the workings of the church. The women's ministry director, sound and tech team, door greeters, maybe even the parking attendants. What if you show them some love this week? If you have a Christmas program or Christmas Eve service, there are countless people who have put in lots of hours behind the scenes to make your experience enjoyable. Spread the love by dropping off some goodies at their house or as you walk into that program or service. Even just saying thank you and looking them in the eye can mean so much. I think it's easy to think that everyone else is lavishing thanks and gifts on those serving at church, so your little $5 coffee gift card or small gift won't really matter. Friends, it so matters. Ministry is hard and challenging, and the Christmas season is a busy time for those working at churches. My husband was a pastor for 12 years, and I speak from experience. Even if all your budget allows for is a handwritten note and a Christmas card, give it. This is loving well and being intentional, and it does matter. I've shared some cookie recipes over the past show notes. You could bake your favorite cookie recipe, give some as a gift, and include the recipe so that they can make them again and think of you and your love and intentionality each time. I've also shared some easy non-food gift ideas that would be great for elf deliveries. In my Instagram stories, I even shared something a friend did, which was genius. Why didn't I think of it? She delivered cute winter paper plates and paper napkins tied with ribbon and a note that said something like, "Sending you joy and sweet Christmas wishes. Tonight you don't have to do the dishes." That's a win for anyone, am I right? I hope you've had fun following along with the Elf Delivery Project this year. It means so much to me that some of you have joined in on this tradition. As Christmas approaches in just a few days, please take time to love others well. Most importantly, take time to reflect individually and with those you love on the absolute greatest gift of all, Jesus. He came as a baby, grew in wisdom and stature, lived among men and women, and then died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin and death. He appeared to lowly shepherds first, but also made himself known to intellectual royals. His love is more vast than we can understand, and his mercy and grace is beyond what we could ever merit. As you close out your elf deliveries for the season, be sure to love others well because of his great love for us. Merry Christmas, friends. When there are so many podcasts to choose from, I'm honored that you chose this one. To find show notes, go to rachelshelb.com/thepodcast. If you enjoy this topic and format, I'd love it if you'd subscribe to the podcast and share it with your friends and encourage them to join us. Leaving a review is helpful in making my podcast more visible to others. A new episode will appear each Friday. You can find out more about me by visiting my website, rachelshelb.com. Thanks for listening. Let's go love well on purpose.